Good afternoon at 12 noon. Temperature, Rusty, we're up to 76 degrees now.
We're expecting a high near 80 under mostly sunny skies.
Well, lawmakers in the House are in session talking about the government shutdown and who's to blame. Democrats say Republicans need to stop trying to change Obamacare. GOP argues it's unpopular and needs to be repealed. Democrat Mark Pocan of Wisconsin says the quabbling is childish.
I feel like I'm serving in the nation's largest kindergarten.
Republicans note they have sent several funding bills, but the upper chamber refuses to take them up. Democrats over there say it's because the bills tinker with Obamacare, which they say is non-negotiable.
One impact of the government shutdown is that 900 civilian employees, about 900, are being furloughed at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy. Spokeswoman Linda Fournier said the workers reported this morning to the Army base between Spartan and Toma to do some housekeeping tasks. They'll be gone by this afternoon unless somebody in Congress flinches and adopts a federal spending resolution to keep the government going as the new fiscal year begins. At Fort McCoy, the commissary will close today. A hunt for the disabled at the fort this weekend will take place as scheduled. That's because outside contractors are running the event. Military personnel will stay on the job, and a South Dakota National Guard's troop will get training at McCoy as scheduled. The fort's campground will also remain open.
Now, Wisconsin residents who don't have health insurance through their employer or no longer qualify for Badger Care can now sign up for Obamacare. Sign up starts today. State Health Services Secretary Kevin Moore says there's plenty of information out there to guide
you. It's the beginning of the enrollment period. They need to know healthcare.gov. They need to know the toll-free number because if there's questions, that's where they need to go.
Toll-free number, by the way, 800-318-2596. People have till January 1st to get health insurance or face fines under Obamacare. That healthcare.gov works, Rusty. We've been kind of on it. You can kind of get some cost feeling for the cost of that insurance, but it is a little hard to negotiate.
A little bit, but there is some help available. Yeah. That phone number that we gave out, but maybe a few less people due to the federal government shutdown.
Right.
Speaking of that website, it did lead to somewhat of a rough start in Wisconsin. Workers at the Progressive Community Health Center in Milwaukee had trouble logging onto the website. They were afraid it might have to cancel appointments with those who need help in signing up. However, by late morning, reporters were easily able to access it and its drop-down menus, which answered a host of questions.
Well, a home accident in the town of Plymouth involving sulfuric acid caused two people to suffer burns yesterday. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick of the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department said they received word of the incident about 4:30 yesterday afternoon at a residence on Moonlight Road east of Glen Beulah. The two people, 30-year-old Nicole Pinnell of Plymouth and 56-year-old Robert Pinnell, were trying to dispose a home cleaning product that had concentrated sulfuric acid in it down a drain when it sprayed back into their faces. Nicole had to be taken by Flight for Life to the Milwaukee Burn Center for treatment of third-degree burns. Robert was taken to St. Nicholas Hospital in Sheboygan for treatment of his burns.
Now that autumn is here, motorists need to be extra alert for deer on the roads. David Pabst of the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety says October and November are the peak months.
Of course, it's the rut and the breeding season, and also the hunters are going out into the woods, whether you're a bow hunter or firearms or whatever. And so what you end up having is a lot more traffic, and the deer are getting pushed around. And so you got to keep, diligent and vigilant and keep looking for deer at all times. But, of course, especially during the evening hours, dusk and the early morning hours are often times where you see a lot of deer.
Papp says you're better off hitting a deer than swerving to avoid them and thus having a worse accident. He also said motorcyclists are the most vulnerable. Last year, 14 people died in deer accidents and 13 were on cycles.
A central Wisconsin man accused of cashing a relative's Social Security checks for over 30 years headed for trial after a plea deal fell through. 72-year-old Ronald Disher, a suspect in the death of Marie Yost. Authorities say he concealed her death, then kept cashing her Social Security checks, amounting to $175,000 over that 30-year period.
A 28-year-old woman faces 10 criminal charges after she allegedly started a fire in a Watertown apartment following an argument with her ex-boyfriend. Three people were hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries. According to Jefferson County prosecutors, Trisha Krieger and Jacob Veridin got into an intense argument early Sunday that included threatening text messages and yelling. and she started the apartment on fire to just hurt Verdon back. Officials said much of the apartment and a tavern below had extensive damage.
Three Wisconsin companies will share over $62 million worth of defense contracts. The MTEC Corporation of Janesville has been awarded $25 million for grenade testing and ammunition. The firm was the only one to take part in the Army's online bidding. Also, the Oshkosh Corporation has been awarded another $20 million to provide logistics support and upgraded armor for about 430 Marine vehicles in Okinawa, Japan.
And finally, Sheboygan South High School principal Mike Trimberger could earn the chance to help improve public education nationwide. He was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, interviewing as a finalist for the inaugural Principal Ambassador Fellowship. This U.S. Department of Education program is an opportunity for select principals from across the country to learn more about federal programs and policies and how to develop them and implement them in schools.
That's nice.
Definitely. I think the only one from Wisconsin possibly
up
for it.
Yeah, I think so. That forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny, high near 80.
Currently, we are at 77 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time is at 12:06.